This is about truly loving yourself. This is about enjoying your life. This is about happiness, because how many of us are unhappy? How many of us have these hard feelings and we don't have the confidence to speak it? Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, a safe space to help you transform the way that you approach motherhood and life. If you're a mom struggling with self-worth, overwhelmed with overstimulation, looking to slow down, conquer mom guilt, let go of external pressures, or even embark on a spiritual awakening, you are in the right place. Let's break free from that survival mode cycle by waking up from autopilot and authentically embracing our inner self-love, trust, and connection. Imagine if every single part of your life was perceived through a lens of expansion, value, worthiness, self-awareness, and acceptance. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood and was always in my own head, never feeling good enough. I realized if I wanted to make a change, it started within me. And in finding that freedom, I've dedicated my life's work to helping other moms heal from the inside out to come back home to themselves too. So take my hand, mama. Let's set the foundation to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, and balance. If you are ready to weed the fluff, get to the root of cultivating real change, and feel connected to yourself on a love-rooted level, let's dive in and discover the power within you. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, beautiful mamas. How are you? Happy April 1st. Happy Monday. I hope the sun is shining for you, shining bright. Hands on my heart, just hoping for some sunshine because spring is toying with us right now, at least where I live. So, yay, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am so happy to be here again for another episode. I had someone email me and ask me how these meditations worked, because last week I shared that I uploaded two new meditations in our meditation library, and I do not have a membership platform yet. That's something that I'm kind of like feeling through, if I should create some sort of like membership platform that I'll just like add meditations to it. And if you are a part, you'll get access, like instant access as I'm adding to this platform. Right now they are standalone meditations. If you would be interested in some sort of like membership type platform, let me know, because I feel like it might even be easier for me too, because right now they're standalone. So I'm adding, like, it's a different product per se, but I'm adding each one individually on the platform that I use right now. So the two that I just added, they are standalone meditations. And I could also create bundles. Like if I could create like a 5-bundle meditation for you if before like we get a platform or membership going. So I hope that makes sense. The two that I just recently uploaded was a grounding meditation. So this one is really a self-connection with grounding and healing energy. It's an instinctive meditation that I walk you through, but I also am delivering energy healing throughout it. And we connect to our body, we connect to our breath and our senses as we're becoming just aware of where we are in this moment, connecting, really sinking in to, again, like our body awareness, our sensual awareness, our breath, and just the gentle flows of energy as they move freely. And it's really just a relaxing, rejuvenating meditation, but we also kind of cascade with some energy and just really feeling and cleansing and revitalizing our body. And it's beautiful. So that is one of them. And then the other is finding your innate doorways into meditation. So this is, how can you find your natural meditative state? Essentially, I kind of walk you through different prompts and different kind of thoughts to sit with, and giving yourself, allowing yourself full permission to just be in any position. If that brings, you know, if that's in moving, if that's in sitting still, if that's in lying down, whatever brings you peace in these, you know, 20 minutes that we're together. I don't know how long that one is, but just through me giving you gentle guidance, you'll explore kind of just cherished moments within your life, things that bring you joy, things that, you know, really sit and stir with your soul, really rediscovering that happiness and that peace and vitality within. It's a very nourishing,
within your spirit, within your soul, and just awakening to the beauties of life and to your life experience and allowing you to be fully present and empowered. They're both very beautiful. I listen to my meditations all the time because one, like I want to hear like if I'm delivering my intention that I want to be delivering, but I'm also using it for me in my personal use, right? So the intentions behind them, I use too. So this is my heart and soul. Like for you to be able to find your energy of alignment to bring you back to that unquivering, like that unconditional self-love, that confidence in your self-trust, that inner connection with yourself, like that is what I'm here to help you do. And I have found that meditation is that avenue for me. It might not be for you, but I hope that you could still find some kind of resonance and just relatability within this show if meditation is not your thing. But I really want to like empower you in like to kind of break that stigma of like what meditation is, I guess. I don't know. But here we go, reeling it back in. You can find those two meditations in the show notes below, as well as all of my other meditations within the library that I am slowly adding to. Oh my gosh, I love it. And once we start our next group mentorship with like diving into how to find your energy of alignment, it is a immersive group mentorship program that we go through. We'll have live calls, but you'll go through course content with really finding your energy of alignment and how to do that. What is our intuition? How do we turn up the volume? What is meditation? How do we meditate? Really coming back home to ourselves. All those things, the beauty. We're looking at our next enrollment. Probably won't be until fall, but you will have access to all these meditations also. All right. So today's chat, I really want to dissect a little bit about the difference between quitting something and stepping away from something that isn't aligned to you. Because just think, like when you're brought up, it's like, you're not a quitter, you know, you have to follow through. And it's almost like there's a time and place. I totally understand that. But the older that you get, there's also a point where it's like, I don't care if I'm quitting, this isn't aligned to me. And I'm not going to do something because I feel forced to do it, or because I feel like I should do it, or I feel like I'm expected to do it, but it doesn't bring me peace. It doesn't bring me joy. It actually brings me discomfort and me dissatisfaction. And it, you know, maybe raises your stress or your anxiety, right? So to be able to find that difference, you know, have that discernment between quitting something and stepping away from something that isn't aligned to you. Because that shame cycle, that guilt cycle, oh, by golly, that lives in all of us. And the thoughts and the shoulds and the needs and the expectations from the world that truly, like, they can drown you. And we get so down on ourselves about this movie that we're playing in our minds of the downward spiral, right? Your mind wanders into this downward spiral that you never intended it to go on. But here you are. So how do we recognize this difference? Like, there's so many avenues that you can recognize the difference. And that's why like this show is really about empowering you to find your energy of alignment. However, I want to share this specific avenue. We all have an instinctive knowing of what we need. We do. It's within us. And like, here I am helping you kind of like unpeel the layers of this onion for you to know what that is for you. And to have the confidence to speak it, right? And to be it. So we all have this instinctive knowing of what we need and asking in a way that invokes our inner knowing. So here we are, like, do I know how to invoke this inner knowing? Do I have the confidence to act on this inner knowing, right? So what I really want to kind of share with you today is kind of that first step, that asking in a way that invokes your inner knowing. So it might go something like this. Like you might begin to just simply wonder in your own way, if that's through like shutting your eyes and thinking, imagining, maybe you have a visual or just thinking in your mind with, there might be words or thoughts, however this is for you. You ask yourself some form of this question. What quality of life, what quality of my life energies would I like to be charged up with? Would I like to be filled with? How do I want it to be feeling right now? How do I want to be feeling right now? And then is XYZ, whatever, you know, that shame, guilt, is this aligned with me? Am I quitting? Whatever that something is, Is XYZ filling me up with those qualities? So what qualities of life do I want to be filled with? How do I want to be feeling? And is this filling me up with those qualities? And if the answer is yes, then proceed. You know, like maybe, like why would you be quitting, right? But if the answer is no, then it may not be aligned to you. And maybe this is a decision that you have to sit with and choose what your next step or direction might be. Or you could ask yourself some form of this question. When was a time that I felt truly alive? Or when do I feel the most joys in my life? What makes my heart sing? What makes me happy? And when you get to that answer, you could ask yourself, whatever you're struggling with, is XYZ making me feel alive, bringing me joy, making my heart sing? Is this providing for me, right? Is this providing a quality of my life that I want to be living? And a lot of times we know the answer, right? We know the answer without even getting there, having to ask these questions. But sometimes it might not be what we want to hear because maybe the backlash that we might get, or maybe the work of undoing something that we know that we have with the aftermath of, you know, of something actually coming to the true reality of it. Like, you know your truth, but maybe like there's something suppressed and like it's the damn external forces, right? Like there are so many other factors that try to steer us away from living our true authentic life. Like where's our voice? Like open that throat chakra so bright, right? Like so wide. But so much just tries to constrict it and keep us out of alignment with ourselves. And this is so far from, I just had this kind of come to my mind. This is so far from like self-centeredness, if that's a word, like being conceited or being full of it. No. This is about truly loving yourself. This is about enjoying your life. This is about happiness, because how many of us are unhappy? How many of us have these hard feelings and we don't have the confidence to speak it? It's heartbreaking. It is so heartbreaking. And one of my favorite songs right now on repeat, I'm going to start crying already. It's called In the Light by if you search In the Light, Michael, I'm sure it'll come up. But just listen. Oh my gosh. These words, I'm going to talk it. I'm not a singer. I'm going to talk these words, but like just the melody and the song is beautiful. Michael Markage, gosh, it's called In the Light. Okay, here's the words. If you feel like leaving, you don't need a reason. Just pack a bag and drive out to the ocean. And you're crying in your kitchen. What a shame you ever listened to everybody telling you you're broken. So fuck all you bought. It ain't what you got. Be who you need and not what you're taught. You know from all this pain you cannot hide. Stand there in the light. Oh my gosh. Listening to the actual song with someone singing it is a lot more emotional and powerful than me just talking it. But my gosh, like I am, tears in my eyes, chills down my bone, like down my body. I get chills every time that I listen to that song lately because like, oh my gosh, that is like the meat of stepping into your power. Like, yes, of course, that we have loved ones. We have other people to provide for. We have children, right? Like there are priorities. I get it. But there's also ourselves that we can be so disconnected from. And we need to step back into our light. And I'm like such a weirdo with songs though, because like sometimes the emotions that I feel through my body and like the interpretations that I get are not what the song's actually about. And like, I make my own meaning because like, I love the melody or like, I love just the voice and the emotion. Like I feel the energy from this song, from the singer. And it's just so delicious. Like, okay, like Ghost by Justin Bieber, right? Like I rock out and cry to that song every time I hear it, but I interpret it completely different than what the actual song's about. Like I think about it like when I'm away from my husband, like, if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. Oh, like your memory is ecstasy. But like when I'm not with my husband, right? But I know it's really about someone who's passed away because they talk about crossing a bridge and all that stuff. So all that to say that you do you. And if it brings you joy and numbiness, go with it. Because here's another perspective here. Like when we need water, it's like not just enough to think about it. We have to go find water. Like we literally have to go physically get some water. But with the inner work, with the inner qualities, with the inner feelings and emotions, kind of bringing it back to like, what qualities of life do I want to be experiencing? Like harmony, love, peace, confidence, joy, love. I already said love. Like those feelings, like how happiness, right? Like with water, you just go get it. But this, it's different. You can't just go get happiness. Like you have to intentionally go inside, right? You have to go inside and we have to think of it and literally like rewire our brain to get to that state we desire. So it's learning, again, learning our energy of alignment, but learning that our intentions are so powerful. Like our intentions, if we want to be happy, if we truly want to be happy and choose happiness, then by golly, it goes back to our mindset loop. Your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, your experience. Think of that cycle. And it's hard because it takes the unconditioning to recondition. But when we focus and have the intention on happiness, we'll slowly start to recondition thoughts and beliefs and actions and habits to ultimately then live that experience, that reality of happiness. And of course, there's so much depth there than just the 30 seconds that I explained that. But it's hard because it's not just going and physically grabbing happiness. But you have the power to still do it. Like you have the power within you to do it. So those simple couple questions. How do I want to be feeling now? What quality of life, what quality of life energies would I want to be charged up with to really make it a tangible feeling? What do I want to be charged up with right now? And whatever you're struggling with, is it filling me up with those qualities? So I encourage you, let it be automatic writing, meditation, a conversation with a loved one if you feel comfortable. Like have that conversation. Let it be with yourself or someone else. And just free write, meditate on it, speak about it. What brings you joy? How do you want to be feeling? What qualities of life do you want to embody? What makes your heart sing? What makes you feel alive? And either list it out, think about it, speak about it. And then any hardships or struggles or decisions that you have to make. If you're struggling with, you know, feeling like that shame of quitting, kind of what this, you know, whole episode was initially, you know, circled around. We always love our tangents, right? But whatever that struggle might be, like big picture, zoom out here. Is it in alignment with what brings you joy, with what brings you happiness, with what makes you feel alive? And I know some decisions, it's like, oh, well, Jenna, like I can't just decide, you know, based on what makes me happy, but why not? Like, I want to challenge you there too. Like, why not? Yes, things might be hard. You might have to, like what I said, like it might be harder to have to undo or do that extra work or have that hard conversation. But what is this life if it's not filled with love and joy and gratitude? And I know that we all have stress and hardship and anxieties, yet seeing your life and living your life through that lens of gratitude and love and harmony, like living your life leading through that, like having the intention of leading and living your life. Think of two hands, right? You could live your life like glass half empty or glass half full. Like that's the concept that I'm trying to get across here in my ramble, right? Glass half empty, glass half full. Which way would you rather be living your life? Because you know it's going to be hard. There's going to be hardships. There's going to be roller coasters. Yet knowing your energy of alignment, that shame, guilt, or stepping away because you're out of alignment, or living in happiness, gratitude versus negativity and shame, like you have the power within you to live one way or the other. And I hope that I completely left my notes here. So I hope that all these messages make sense, because I'm like bringing, I'm pulling in so many different messages, but I'm having all these downloads and thoughts coming in my mind all at once. So I'm going to wrap here because I don't want to be bringing up too many different topics. I'm getting like a lot of episode ideas right now, but I hope that this resonates, some piece, some form of it, those questions. Yeah, we're going to wrap right here. I would love to hear from you. I would love, my inbox is always open. hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com. I literally love, love, love getting emails from y'all. That brings me joy. That brings me joy to hear from you. And I love getting them. So I'm going to keep saying it. But yes, I hope that this brings you some just kind of pep in your step. Like, that easy practice, bam, tangible questions to talk about, think about, meditate, speak about. And until next week, my mamas, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to learn your energy of alignment and deepen your relationship within. I'm sending my love and so much light.
Did you find this episode relatable and compelling? Please give my review.
Thank you so much for spending this sacred time with me on the Balanced Mama the podcast. I am sending you so much love and covering you in light, praying this episode has helped you in some way. And if it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a written review sharing how it's impacted your life. It truly lights me up hearing how you are on your way to your breakthrough. And also, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling, to remind her that we are never alone, and to help give her that empowerment to take that first step. And be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our motherhood empowerment community, and if and when it feels good to you, learn how we could work together to help you reclaim your power, mama. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.